from
Thanks for
now
having me.
on. Oh, thank you. Maybe it's because it's probably everybody's all-time favorite movie, or certainly in the top five. You've made a just a return to It's a Wonderful Life time and time and time again. Why is that in your life? Did it mean that much to you?
Well, yeah. And, Capra had a great message. And the Bailey kids, we were the youngest, so we stayed
Yeah.
around the longest. And back 93, I got all the cast members. Target stores came to me and said, "Look, you know a lot about It's a Wonderful Life, and we've changed our marketing plan this year for It's a Wonderful Life at Christmas, and we wanted to meet with you and tell you that we want it to be a wonderful life at Target. What can you bring to this to let people know it's special?" I said, "Well, I think what we should do is get the four Bailey kids together, and you pick the towns that you have a lot of Target stores. We'll tell the people at 10 o'clock we're going to be at the Target store at this place, and at 12, 1, 3, 5, and at 8 o'clock we'll finish up with the Target store in such and such." But they said, "Oh my God, the Bailey kids. You can put the four of you together and you would go on a tour for us and do the morning show." Yeah, that's it. And it did pay off. I mean, they were just snaked through the stores wherever we were. I like the film. I like the message of the film, and we're just carrying Frank Capra's message because he can't be here anymore. So
Yeah.
we talk for him because we believe in the movie. And there's just two of us left, Zuzu and I, and we go to a festival every year in Seneca Falls, the It's a Wonderful Life Museum, and we meet more people, share more stories. They tell us their stories because we can carry that story on to the next person.
You were friends with the stars and with Frank Capra, the director. Did he know it was going to be that special when he was making it? Did he know? Did you know?
Nobody knew because I talked to all the people that are still left. I took them to Jimmy Stewart's hometown on the 50th anniversary, and the same to Donna Reed's hometown. No, and I talked to all the actors, the writer, everybody that was still around. It was just another movie to the actors. They appreciated being part of Frank Capra's back from World War
Sure.
II, 5 years. Wow, and I'm in this picture. But it wasn't like, "Oh, this is slam dunk, gonna be great." No, it was just a day's work or 2 days or a week or whatever they were on the film. And nobody thought anything. It was just a great experience, but it was just another day acting for a lot of them.
What was Jimmy Stewart like to you? I only remember him obviously from the movies, but from his visits to the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, he always just looked like this fatherly figure who told these long, drawn-out stories that were funny. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, of course I do. Well,
Yeah.
I've met him, in person at parties, but he was nice. We talked on the set about the movie and the colorization. He felt that it looked like the colorization back then in the 70s looked like Walt Disney threw up on it. He said, so
It
it
was
was.
pretty bad then, but now it looks pretty darn good when they do. All right, so tell me about your book real quick for our listeners. It's a nostalgic view back to the movie and behind the
No,
scenes.
it's different than anything anybody's ever written about. It's a Wonderful Life. We see the journey could have fallen apart when Philip Van Doornstern wrote the original story, sent it out to publishers because he was a very popular writer at the time, and everybody turned it down. So he put it away for 5 years, and friends would ask him from time to time, "Hey, whatever happened to that story about the guy on the bridge?" He said, "I know." So he took it out and changed a couple things in it and sent it around again. Everybody turned it down. But he just couldn't stop. He made up 200 Christmas cards with this message, this little story in it, and sent it to his friends. And one was a agent. And she said, "I think this would make a movie." So she sold it to RKO. RKO stayed with it for 3 or 4 years, had different writers than most popular writers of the day, Dalton Trumbull and Mark Connelly, wrote the scripts, but it didn't capture what was there. And they kept going. And after the war, Capra made a deal with RKO to distribute the movies that his company would be making. And so they brought this Christmas card to him and these three scripts and said, we think you'd be right for this thing. And they explained it to him. He said, well, why didn't you make it? These are big writers. Well, they just didn't capture. Please read the card and the three scripts and get back to us to see if you think this is a movie you would like to make. So he did, and he bought the deal and
Nice.
hired his own set of writers, and then the process started of developing the script. And he did, and he made the picture the way he wanted it, independently. Nobody told him to do anything. He just got to do it his way. He didn't have Harry Cohen on him back, tell him, do this, do that. He made the picture the way he wanted, and it flopped, and he just couldn't understand it. But what the book points out is we have our plan in life. And I tell the people, see how Capra did it? He did it his way. You have a dream of doing your project. It doesn't have to be a movie. It could be something that you've invented or thought of doing. Well, then do it, but do it your way. When you bring people in, don't let them talk you out of stuff. Listen to everybody, because somebody may come up with a good idea. Capra, along the way, changed things in the movie. He was at Beverly Hills High School looking at the gymnasium
Oh,
there
the
to
swimming
see.
pool.
Yeah. And then the AD said, under that basketball court is a swimming pool. He said, oh, really? Open it up. 10 days later, they were shooting that film.
How
He
about
was
that?
open to change. And that's what we all must remember. This thing is going to live forever,
Yeah,
no
it
doubt
is.
about it.
Well, Jimmy Hawkins, I wish I had more time. I think I've probably taken more time than I was allotted, but thank you so much for this time. I got to get to Seneca Falls then. That's all there is to it. I didn't even know that existed until
Oh,
then.
yeah. You mean the story of Seneca Falls?
Yes.
And the reason it's at Seneca Falls, it was because Capra visited Seneca Falls before he started the movie. And, movies have movie stars
Yeah.
playing different parts. Well, Bedford Falls was a big part of that movie, and somebody's got to have the feel of Bedford Falls. Well, he liked the feeling he had when he was in Seneca Falls, and he liked feeling the Italian American part of Seneca Falls, the bridge, all these things. While he was directing this picture, he tried to give that town a feel,
Got it.
and the town is Seneca
It
Falls.
apparently has a good view of the moon, but
Oh, yeah, well, it's clear. That's
All
it.
right. Thank you so much for the interview. You have a wonderful day.
Okay.